ತಪಸ್ವಿಭ್ಯೋಧಿಕೋ ಯೋಗಿ ಜ್ಞಾನಿಭ್ಯೋಪಿ ಮತೋಧಿಕಃ ಕರ್ಮಿಭ್ಯಶ್ಚಾಧಿಕೋ ಯೋಗಿ ತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಯೋಗಿ ಭವಾರ್ಜುನ ತಪಸ್ವಿ. A yogi is greater than the ascetic, greater than the empiricist, and greater than the fruitive worker. Therefore, O Arjuna, in all circumstances, be a yogi. Purport. When we speak of yoga, we refer to linking our consciousness with the Supreme Absolute Truth. Such a process is named differently by various practitioners in terms of the particular method adopted. When the linking process is predominantly in fruitive activities, it is called Karma Yoga. When it is predominantly empirical, it is called Jnana Yoga. When it is predominantly in a devotional relationship with the Supreme Lord, it is called Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga or Krishna Consciousness is the ultimate perfection of all yogas, as will be explained in the next verse. The Lord has confirmed herein that the superiority of yoga, but He has not mentioned that it is better than Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga is full spiritual knowledge and therefore nothing can excel it. Asceticism without self-knowledge is imperfect. Empiric knowledge without surrender to the Absolute Truth, Supreme Lord, is also imperfect. And fruitive worker without Krishna consciousness is a waste of time. Therefore, the most highly praised form of yoga performance mentioned here is Bhakti Yoga, and this is still more clearly explained in the next verse. Text 47. Yoginam api sarvesham madgate nantaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yomam same yuktattamo matah. And of all yogis, the one with great faith who always abides in me, thinks of me within himself and renders transcendental loving service to me, he is the most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. That is my opinion. The word bhajate is significant here. Bhajate has its root in the verb bhaja, which is used when there is need of service. The English word service to the Lord, which is free from desire for material profit, either in this life or in the next, devoid of such inclinations, one should fully absorb the mind in the Supreme. There are some of the means for performance of Bhakti Yoga or Krishna Consciousness, the highest perfectional stage of the yoga system. Hare Krishna. So thank you very much for coming today to participate in the Gita class. So here Krishna is telling that of all the yoga systems, Bhakti Yogi is the best. There are many parts of yoga. Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Ashtang Yoga, Bhakti Yoga. And out of all these yoga systems, Bhakti Yoga is best. And what you all are all doing right now by sitting here, you all are actually doing Bhakti Yoga. How? Because you all are hearing the message of the Gita. This is one of the aspects of Bhakti Yoga. Because Bhakti Yoga means there are 9 processes. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. 9 processes. And the first and the most important is Shravanam, which you all are doing. So you all are doing Bhakti Yoga. So easy. Isn't it? It's so easy. It's not very difficult. Now some people may find even Bhakti Yoga impractical. Sometimes some people may find it even Bhakti Yoga impractical. Kaise karenge hum jap, kaise karenge sola mala, naam jap, mandir mein har roz aana, pravachan sunna, ye sab kiske liye time hai? Practical nahi lag raha ye sab. If Bhakti Yoga is not practical, then no yoga system is practical. Because if you want to do Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, let us analyze. Okay. Suppose you want to do Karma Yoga. Karma yoga itself is a very high standard. Karma yoga means what? Means you do work, and then after you do your work, you get your salary, some part of it, you give it to, for Krishna. That means you are connecting your work with Krishna. Okay. So, that is there, but that is very difficult to give, you know. Aray baap re, aisa mahine ke ant mein jaake paisa bhagwan ko dena, matlab. Very difficult. That's why, you know, it is explained that when one comes to the temple, 10 rupees becomes very big. It looks like 1000 rupees or 500 rupee note. And when we go to a restaurant, then the 10 rupees becomes very less. It looks like 50 paise. It's too less. Why? Because that when we work, naturally one becomes attached to the fruits. It's not easy. Then Gyan Yoga. If you want to do Gyan Yoga, you have to learn Sanskrit. Now how many people, I want to take a raise of hands here, how many people know Sanskrit here? No one. So you have to read the Shastras in Sanskrit. All is in English. It's in Sanskrit. How are we going to read it? You have to learn Sanskrit for 7 years and then you have to begin reading the Shastra. Is it practical? And who has the interest and inclination to read? No one has any inclination to read these days. You know? So the thing is that Gyan Yoga is not practical. It's very difficult. Very difficult. What is the next? Ashtanga Yoga. The asanas. And you have to sit. You know all that. In the Gita that Krishna also has said, Yogi yunjita satatam atmanam rahasi sthitaha ekaki yata chittatma nirashir aparigraha. You have to isolate yourself. You have to go to the forest. Now how many of us can do that? How many of us can go to the forest? Where is the forest first of all these days? They have cut down all the trees. The only forest remaining is the concrete jungles. That is the forest that we are living in. So, Ashtanga Yoga seems very impractical also. Going to the forest alone. And not only that, there are various other qualifications. It says, Shuchau deshe pratishthapya sthiram asanam atmanah nati uchritam nati nicham chaila jina kushottaram. You have to find a very clean place, put a deer skin, sit on that. Because when you are sitting, you know, in the forest, there are various insects and, you know, wild animals and snakes and reptiles and all that. It is not easy. I will tell you an example. You know, I was just taking the Gita class. And just yesterday the Gita class got over, the sixth day. So in one of the Gita class, one of the sessions, in the middle of the session, one cockroach started running around here and then, and everyone got up, oh, cockroach, oh my God. And the class had to be stopped and, you know, the cockroach had to be removed and everything. And then the class began. The cockroaches don't bite, isn't it? Now in the jungle, when you go, you won't find cockroaches, you know. You'll find snakes and scorpions and mosquitoes and all these big, big mosquitoes. Not the small Bombay mosquitoes. Big mosquitoes. So to go to the forest means very difficult. And Prashant Manasam, Prashant Atma Vigata Bhir. You should not be scared. You have to be bold to go to the forest. Vigata Bhir, Brahmachari Vrate Sthita. You have to practice Brahmacharya. Now how many people are now practicing Brahmacharya here? Very difficult. That means you have to be Brahmachari. That also only Purushas can go. Only the males can go to the forest. What about the women? What about the women class? They want to do Ashtanga Yoga. What do they have to do? So that means it is not practical for them. And then Samam Kaya Kshiro Grivam Dharyan Achalam Sthiraha Samprekshan Asikagram Swam Dishaschanava Lokyan. You have to sit straight, erect position with your back, neck all straight, and then with your eyes half closed, you have to be looking at the tip of your nose, focusing your mind on the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. How many of us can do that now? So difficult. To sit straight is so difficult, isn't it? How many of us can sit straight these days? Padmasana. You know, one of the yoga instructors used to come and teach us yoga. So I asked him, logon ko na sabse acha asan kaun sa lagta hai? To unhone kaha, shavasana acha lagta sabko. और उस आसन के बाद सबको बहुत फ्रेशनेस लगता है, क्योंकि बहुत सारे लोग उस आसन में सो जाते हैं. शवासन में सोना नहीं होता, यू डोंट हैव टू स्लीप इन दैट आसन, यू जस्ट हैव टू रिलैक्स योर माइंड, यू नो, जस्ट लेट इट गो एंड यू नो जस्ट दैट वे. बट द थिंग इज, सो द थिंग इज दैट योगा आसनास इन दिस एज इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट. अष्ट अंग योग, एट लिम्ड योगा सिस्टम, बिगिनिंग विथ यम नियम आसन लाइक दैट. यम मीन्स द रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशंस, यू नो. सो विदाउट फॉलोइंग द रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशंस, इफ यू गो टू asana, you won't get any benefit. But still, people may do it for the sake of a good health or something. That is another issue. But yoga means connection with God. You connect with God through the process of yoga. So which is the best process to connect with God? It is bhakti. And we can see that Arjuna is himself rejecting the process of Ashtanga by saying, Yoyam yogas twaya proktah samyena madhusudanah etasyaham na pashyami chanchalatvat sthitim sthiram. Krishna, this yoga process which you have mentioned is not practical for me because my mind is not in my control. जय श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ भगवान की जय. श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय. लाइक आई वॉज टेलिंग द अदर डे, वन डिवोटी वॉज गिविंग अ क्लास ऑन रामायण, एंड आफ्टर द रामायण वॉज ओवर, वन पर्सन इज आस्किंग की राम वो विलन कौन है, राम है क्या रावण. लेक्चर के एंड में विलन कौन है, राम है कि क्या, थोड़ा बताएंगे आप थोड़ा. तो उन्होंने कहा विलन राम नहीं है, विलन रावण भी नहीं है, विलन तो मैं हूं मैं. क्योंकि मैं आपको रामायण सुना रहा हूं, आप सुन भी रहे हैं, आपका ध्यान कहीं और है. सो द थिंग इज दैट आवर माइंड इज नॉट स्टेबल, इजंट इट. वी कांट फोकस फॉर लॉन्ग, वी कांट सिट एंड हियर द मैसेज ऑफ गॉड. सो द थिंग इज दैट what to speak of dhyan, we sit to meditate, we are thoroughly distracted. That is the nature of the mind, at least in this age. So ashtanga yoga is not recommended in this age. So bhakti yoga, so simple, just sit and hear, at least that much we should do, because Krishna has made it so simple. Even if bhakti yoga we say it is not practical, I can't come to the temple, I can't hear bhagavatam, I can't chant, I know nothing is, then God consciousness is, forget it. Because it is so easy, it's so fun, it's so wonderful. And there are so many people who come and hear Bhagavatam classes every day. How can it be impractical? Even Bhakti Yoga, some people feel it is impractical. So the thing is that, why did Krishna tell Arjuna the Gita? He could have told to Kashyap, or he could have told to some sages sitting in the forest. Why did he tell Arjuna Gita? Because Arjuna was a married man. He was a grihastha. He was having wife and children. So Krishna wanted to show, if Arjun, being a householder, finds it practical to do bhakti yoga, then every one of us can also do that. Isn't it? And we can see, after the Gita was spoken, what did Arjun do? He was fighting. He was not sitting in yoga asanas. He didn't say, okay, Krishna, now you hold my bow and arrow. Main thoda asan karta hun. And then, he's not doing like that. Have you seen that Ramayana? Mahabharat, B.R. Chopra's or whatever. That Arjun is now giving his thoda, Krishna thoda pakdo usko. And he's doing dhyan or kati chakrasan or padmasan or something like that. Nothing. He was not doing that. He was taking his arrow and Krishna was telling, Tasma Sarveshu Kaleshu Maam Anusmara Yudhyacha. Fighting was bhakti yoga for him. Fighting was bhakti yoga. Just see how flexible bhakti yoga is. Anything you dovetail with Krishna, that becomes yoga. So he was fighting. Maam Anusmara Yudhyacha. You think of me and fight. So therefore, whatever we do, we should think of Krishna first and then we should do our work. Not that first we work and then we think of Krishna. No. Think of Krishna, then fight. It's very easy. And it can be practiced in all circumstances. What are the circumstances? Say for example, if a lady, say maybe is there and she's pregnant, now how can she do yoga? She can do yoga? She can't do yoga. She can do Kadik Chakrasan, Padmasan, Shirshasan. Impossible. Now how can she do yoga? She can do Bhakti Yoga. What is the example in the Shastra for that? Kayadu. Kayadu was pregnant and she was bearing Prahlad in her womb, and Narada came and spoke Bhagavat Katha to her. And Prahlad was in the womb of Kayadu, who was hearing the Katha. So this is Bhakti Yoga, so easy. Even one is pregnant, one can practice. Isn't it? So, then say if one is lying, if one is dying, like Bhishma. Bhishma was lying on the bed of arrows. Arjun had shot arrows, and there were hundreds and hundreds of arrows which had pierced Bhishma's body. And he was lying there on the battlefield of Kurukshetra for 1 month, helpless and full of pain. And in such situation, he was practicing what? Bhakti Yoga. He was a devotee. He was a bhakta, one of the Mahajanas. Bhakti Yoga. He practiced Ashtang Yoga also. He did Dhyan, but he was majorly a Bhakti Yoga. And how easy it is, effortless. Krishna says, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam. Patram, a leaf, offer it to me. Phalam, a fruit, offer it to me. Toyam, water, you offer it to me. How easy it is. Effortless, isn't it? You don't have to go to the forest. Fruit to kahin bhi milta hai. Bahar jaake thele wale se le lo. Bhagwan ko offer karo to bhakti ho gaya. Hai ki nahi? Hamare bhakt log andolan mein, wo pure ped ke ped offer kar dete hai bhagwan ko. They used to chant mantras. Oh Lord, accept this tree. So henceforth, whatever fruits come in the tree will all be prasad only. And whoever eats on the tree will become devotee of Krishna. That was their sentiment, bhavana. So to whatever extent our bhavana is, Krishna accepts it. There's no doubt. So who was that great devotee who offered a leaf to Krishna? It was Vidura. It was his wife. They invited Krishna. Krishna, please come to our house. Accept prasad. And then Krishna came. Duryodhan also told, Krishna, come, I have got 56 bhog. Krishna said, no. Only in two situations, a person goes to someone's house for prasad. Either that person is hungry, or that there is a lot of affection for the people. Right? When will, suppose a friend of yours calls you to his house, you will only go when you have some friendship with him. Isn't it? You will be comfortable eating food at his house only if you have love for him, or he has love for you, and he is lovingly calling you, please, aap, thoda, ghar pe aao na, thoda sa khana. Theek hai. And then you go and have a nice meal, isn't it? Suppose if you go to someone's house, like for example, I once went to one of my far off relative's house. So I went and I sat, TV chalu hai. So then, you know, they're saying, oh, ajao, thoda pani and all, theek hai. And after that, they're watching the television. I'm sitting there and they're watching television. So I felt bad, you know, okay, main aaya hoon aur you're seeing TV. You experienced it, sometimes it happens. Has it ever happened to you? I mean, if you're coming to someone's place and if they're not interested in you, they're looking at television, that means television is more important than you. That means they are saying that you come at the wrong time. I'm watching this television. You know, I mean, you're important, we like you, but you know, you're at the wrong time. What to do? I'm sorry. That's what it means. That means, what is the message? Go away. Why you're here? And if you're having some self-respect, some self-esteem, you'll go away. Why you want to? Why no one wants to be uninvited guest? But when there's deep love and affection, then certainly, isn't it? Everyone likes to go to such a place. Loving people. Everyone wants to love and to be loved. So Krishna didn't go to Duryodhan's house. He said, no, you have no love for me. You have made 56 bhog, but what 56 bhog? You are telling me 56 bhog? You are giving me 56 bhog? I am not interested. And he goes to Vidura's house. And Vidura's wife was so overwhelmed by seeing Krishna that she was peeling the bananas, and out of her, you know, her confusion, when you are so overwhelmed, you know, when a very important person comes, then you forget, you know, what you have to do. Sometimes it happens. And then she was throwing the bananas and she was giving the leaf, banana leaves to Krishna. And Krishna was eating it. We have heard this story, very famous story. Because Krishna is Bhavagrahi Janardhan. Krishna wants only love. He doesn't want padarth. He doesn't want phal, fruit. This he doesn't want actually. He is accepting the love. That is the only thing we need to do. That is, love should be there. And then whatever you offer is accepted. So actually when we don't come to the temple, it is like insulting Krishna. We are telling Krishna, Krishna, I am not interested in you. Isn't it? Is it not? Koi aap se baat kar raha hai. Aur aap sun rahe hai dhyan se, acha acha. So he also feels interested in speaking. If someone is speaking and then you just... Then that means... So similarly, when Krishna sees that there is love, affection, someone is taking interest, someone is coming to the temple, this goes to show that, oh Krishna, I love you, I have affection for you and I want to come to the temple. If once in a year we are coming to a temple, we are saying, Krishna, I am basically not interested in you, but you know, just for sometimes for the namesake, I come once in a year. It is actually so sad, it is an offense actually to the Lord. Because Krishna is giving us so much. God is giving us how much, you see. The sunlight, in the morning we wake up, the sun Krishna is giving us. The air to breathe He is giving us. The time to live in this body He is giving us. And people don't have time to come to the temple. Krishna wants, He can just take away our time like this. Next moment will be our last moment. So who is giving us that time? It is Krishna. Krishna says, Kalosmi, Lokakshaya Krit Pravritto. In fact, time is me. Time is Krishna's energy. So that means time should be used in Krishna's purpose, Krishna's sake. And then sometimes say maybe, chalo mandir aa jao, Sunday ho gaya, at least Sunday ko to aa jao. Ab mujhe kapde dhone hain, thoda kapde dhone hain aur bank mein se taaki thoda paisa withdraw karna hai. It is not the question of time. Time nahi hai. It is the question of priority. अगर से माँ का फोन आ गया, पिताजी एकदम सीरियस हैं, उनको हार्ट का कुछ तो दौरा पड़ गया है, जल्दी से, तो क्या फर्स्ट फ्लाइट पकड़ के जाएंगे कि नहीं? तब नहीं बोलेंगे मुझे कपड़ा धोना है या इलेक्ट्रिक बिल भरना है, ये वो नहीं. क्यों? टाइम निकल जाता है. यू रिमूव टाइम. व्हाई? बिकॉज इट इज इंपॉर्टेंट. सो इट इज नॉट द क्वेश्चन ऑफ आई डोंट हैव टाइम, इट इज द क्वेश्चन ऑफ प्रायोरिटी, क्वेश्चन ऑफ वेदर यू वॉन्ट. दैट मीन्स इफ व्हेन यू से यू डोंट हैव टाइम, एंड अ पर्सन सेज आई डोंट हैव टाइम फॉर दिस, is this telling Krishna, Krishna, bluntly put, that I'm not interested. I'm not interested in you. I've got other more important things to do. Simply put. So therefore, Krishna is making it so easy for us. Effortless. Patram, just offer one leaf. One leaf. Har roz aake ek leaf offer kar do, kitna jata hai? Lekin, ek leaf offer karne mein kitna kash lagta hai? Pushpam and one flower. Offer one flower. Simple. Toyam, water. Even water Krishna accepts. And what qualification is required? Do we need any qualification in bhakti yoga? No. Do we have to be very punyavan? No. Mrigari, Valmiki, they were punyavan? No. Do we need maturity? Do you need old? Jaise ki some people's, some young boys joined the Hare Krishna movement. तो पिताजी एकदम घबरा गए, अरे मेरा बेटा आंदोलन में ज्वाइन हो गया, ये क्या, ये उम्र है उसका भक्ति करने का? ये उम्र है? भक्ति तो बुढ़ापे में होती किया जाता है. So they came to Prabhupada and they said, Prabhupada, what is this? Our young son has joined your temple, your mission. Is this the age for doing all this? So Prabhupada said, all right, I will let him go. Now you come, you are old enough, you come. Join us. And that's all. I think. And then so you see, this is the unfortunate situation. Huh? No, you don't need any qualification. Even your child, you should start. When your child is 5 years old, you should start. Who was a child who was 5 years old and started bhakti? Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj at 5 years old. What is that child's age approximately? 4 and a half, isn't it? That means in 6 months' time, he will become like Dhruva Maharaj and he will start his devotional service. He went to the forest. Just see, a child like of his age to go to the forest and do bhakti in the forest. And Dhruva told his mother, "Mother, I want to go to the forest. I want to please Vishnu." And mother didn't say, "Achha, Vishnu? Forest mein jayega? Fine, ghar pe baith." ये उम्र है आजकल अगर कोई बच्चा अपने माँ को बोलेगा मैं वन में जाना चाहता हूँ, मैं भगवान की भक्ति करना चाहता हूँ, अच्छा बेटे आजा इधर बैठ जा चुपचाप पागल हो गया क्या? मगर ध्रुव महाराज एक्चुअली नाउ इट इज नॉट टू बी टेकन लिटरली. इट इज नॉट दैट इफ नाउ अ चाइल्ड वॉन्ट्स टू गो टू द फॉरेस्ट मीन्स आई एम सेइंग दैट यू सेंड हिम टू द फॉरेस्ट. आई एम नॉट सेइंग दैट, प्लीज डोंट मिसअंडरस्टैंड. बट व्हाट आई एम ट्राइंग टू से इज दैट भक्ति इज सो प्रैक्टिकल, ओके, दैट इवन अ स्मॉल चाइल्ड कैन डू भक्ति. दैट मीन्स ऑल दैट अ चाइल्ड हैज टू डू इज दैट he has to just come with his mother to his to the temple, and whether he knows it or not, he's doing something. Bhakti ka karya kar raha hai, jaise ghum raha hai, gol ghum raha hai, parikrama kar raha hai, pradakshina kar raha hai bhagwan ka. Aisa hai, agya sukriti mil raha hai bachchon ko, sirf aao mandir mein to kya qualification lagta hai? Kuch nahi. या भक्ति करने के लिए क्या खूबसूरती का जरूरत है? यू हैव टू बी वेरी ब्यूटीफुल एंड अट्रैक्टिव, हैंडसम और वेरी अट्रैक्टिव, ब्यूटीफुल, नथिंग. उसका क्या उदाहरण है शास्त्रों में? कुब्जा कुरूप थी, बदसूरत बिल्कुल, हर एक भौतिक दृष्टि से देखा जाए वेरी वेरी अगली. शी वॉज बेंट, इट इज एक्सप्लेन इन द शास्त्र, बेंट, एंड शी वॉज वॉकिंग लाइक दिस, एंड शी वॉज कैरिंग अ बोल ऑफ चंदन फॉर कमसा, एंड कृष्णा सॉ हर, आई सेड व्हाट आर यू टेकिंग lady, what are you taking? So, I'm taking chandan for Kamsa. Give it to me, Krishna said. Give it to me. And she very lovingly took that chandan and put it on Krishna's head. Then what did Krishna do? Krishna put his foot on the feet of Kubja, and with his hand he took the chin of Kubja and pulled her. And he became straight. She became straight, beautiful, very attractive. So it is symbolic. When we do Krishna consciousness, we become attractive. Actually, you've seen it. People become attractive. And therefore, many people, they tell, hey, bhakt log kya, itna khush lagte hain. Jab dekho na, bhakt log hamesha muskurate rehte hain, kirtan karte rehte hain, nachte rehte hain. Kya hai hamesha? Kya secret kya? Aap kaunsa sabun use karte hain? Kabhi kabhi aise poochte hain. Jaise ki our book distributors go out on the streets to distribute books. At least in the West, you know, people come and ask them, what cosmetic do you use? What? I mean, we don't use any cosmetic. No, you should be using. Otherwise, how is your face so effulgent? They say like that. It is a reality. It is a fact that when you become Krishna conscious, Krishna makes us beautiful. This is the secret of, you know, true beauty. Because physical beauty is temporary in one sense, isn't it? Physical beauty will not last. I mean, if one must be proud of one's beauty, but no matter how beautiful you are, ultimately, isn't it? It's temporary. Like recently one pop singer just gave up his body. And after that so many people are committing suicide. One person in Russia committed suicide. He slashed his wrist. Hospitalized in the ambulance, he came back to consciousness and he's telling, why have you saved me? Why have you saved me? I want to be with him. It's a reality. It's happening. So many people all over the world, after the pop singer is dead, they've gone. So the thing is, we are loving everyone, but we are not loving Krishna. Just see the pity, isn't it? We are loving so many people, we are not loving Krishna. So we should love Krishna, because Krishna is the true well-wisher. Krishna is a true friend. Then do you have to be very rich? No, you don't have to be rich also. Like Sudama. Sudama was a very rich person. Sudama was a very poor person. He didn't have anything. He went with poha to Krishna and he said, Krishna, I have not brought anything for you. Because he was hesitant to give the puffed rice to Krishna. Krishna says, you have something very much valuable. I want to see what it is. And Sudama said, no, I don't have anything. No, you have something in your hand. What is it? And then he steals that puffed rice from the hand of Sudama. And Krishna is eating the puffed rice. Very nice. This is very tasty. This is very delicious. Sudama was a poor man. What is puffed rice? And Krishna was Dwarkadish. He had 16,108 queens. For every queen he had a huge palace made of gold and diamonds and emeralds. And he was a very, very wealthy, wealthy king. He was not a king. Ugrasen was acting as an acting king. But he was very wealthy. It was he who constructed Dwarka and everything. So the thing is that what it takes for pleasing Krishna. Krishna was pleased with poha because he was so poor. He didn't have anything to offer. If he offered poha, that is good enough. So we don't need anything. Do we need birth? Do we need to be a big Brahman or some pandit to please Krishna, to come and do some aarti or something? No. Who was Vidura? Vidura was what? Who was Vidura? He was the son of a Shudrani. He was not a high class Brahman. He was just Shudra. But Krishna loved him more than anyone else. Because he was a greater devotee. He didn't like Duryodhan. Duryodhan was Kshatriya. Kshatriya was higher in caste than Shudra. But Krishna loved him most. So therefore it is very symbolic that bhakti is so simple. Does it take too much time also? Doesn't take time. To please Krishna, to achieve perfection through the path of bhakti yoga also does not take much time. It's very quick. Ashtang yoga takes 60,000 years. The process of Ashtang yoga, you have to be in Satyuga to practice dhyan for 60,000 years. Vishwamitra was 60,000 years he was doing dhyan. But for practicing Krishna consciousness, nothing is required. One moment is sufficient. Like it was Khatvanga Namak ek vyakti Shastra mein kaha jata hai, Bada Yodha Kshatriya, big fighter. He was helping the devatas for fighting. Great warrior. After many years of assisting the demigods, devatas, they asked him, Var mango, ask for a boon. And he said, I want to know when I am going to die. So devatas look into his future and, you know, according to his destiny, he was destined to die the next moment. Dusre pal mein, shan mein, oh, mrityu nischint thi uski. To devatao ne kaha, next moment, in one moment you are going to die. And immediately he focused his mind on Krishna. And he died, he went back home, back to Godhead. So bhakti is so easy, it doesn't take time also. Doesn't take time. Absolutely no time. Bhakti is so easy. So therefore, it is important that we engage in bhakti. We come to the temple, chant, take prasad, associate with devotees regularly, every day. More than anything else, this is very important. And not only that, bhakti yoga completely purifies us. Complete connection with God takes place. Because you follow anything else, the tendency for pap does not go away from our minds, our hearts. जैसे कि मैं आपको एक किस्सा बताता हूँ, ये सत्य कथा है, जो घटना घटी है ये. One person went for this, you know, Shabrimala. South Indian लोग जाते हैं वहाँ पे, Shabrimala. एक महीने का ब्रह्मचर्य का व्रत पालन करते हैं, जमीन पे सोते हैं, पत्नी को देखते भी नहीं है उस एक महीने तक. देखा तो उनको नहाना पड़ता है. बहुत स्ट्रिक्ट ब्रह्मचर्य का पालन करते हैं एक महीने के लिए. और खाते हैं कंदमूल, बस ओनली फ्रूट्स. सुबह सुबह उठ के ठंडे ठंडे पानी में, नदी में नहाते हैं. यू नो दे आर वेरी ऑस्टियर, वेरी स्ट्रिक्ट फॉर वन मंथ. फिर दिस वन मैन वॉज देयर, वन मंथ का कड़ी तपस्या करके मैं अभी साउथ इंडिया गया था तो एक ए टू मानोर टेम्पल इज लॉर्ड शिवा दैट इज द लास्ट टेम्पल यू विजिट आफ्टर यू डू योर परिक्रमा एंड एवरीथिंग वन मंथ ऑफ ऑस्टेरिटीज एंड एवरीथिंग सो ही टुक दर्शन ऑफ दैट एंड देन व्हेन ही वाज गोइंग द नेक्स्ट ऑपोजिट वाज अ बार तो सीधा वहीं पर घुस गया और एक महीने का कोटा पूरा कर दिया उसने सो ही ड्रैंक एंड ही बिकेम सो इंटॉक्सिकेटेड He was walking. In the next lane, mein, police station. There was a police station. So the police station had 18 steps. And in Shabari also, you have 18 steps to the Lord temple. So he thought these steps are taking me to Shabari, to the Lord. So he counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 18. Dham mein aa gaya. So he started climbing and he had a coconut in his pocket. So he reached the top staircase. He took the coconut and he broke it there. So there was a huge explosion and the police inspectors and they came out and they found this man is drunk. So they give him 2-3 slabs. Part Mahaprasad. You come to temple now, take Mahaprasad. Prasad lo. Part and they slapped him and they sent him back. Again, sochna chahiye na, abhi ek mahina tapasya kiya to abhi fir se kyun peena chahiye? Isn't it? Now some people may not like that I'm saying that we should not drink. No? Come on. No, it's not good. Simple. It has to be given up. There's no compromise. No. Some of you try to give it up. No, it has to be given up. Simple. You smoke, you drink, it has to be given up. It's horrible activity. Now you may say it is not practical. No. It is practical. There are many people are there who don't drink and smoke. Now you don't find that practical, then well. You say special mercy. Krishna is Dinabandhu, he'll certainly deliver us. But we have to pray for purification. And it is only devotional service which can completely purify us of all our anarthas. And the proof is Srila Prabhupada. He went to the west to preach. A place where people every day drank, smoked and broke all principles what you can ever think of. All principles of dharma. Every day, every moment. If they are not breaking, they are contemplating of breaking principles of dharma. But Srila Prabhupada preached to these people and gave them Krishna Bhakti. And you can see how wonderful they look with tilak, kanthimala, and they are achieved such levels of purity that they are taken sannyas and leading and becoming gurus. This is a miracle which is only possible by the process of bhakti yoga. It is so simple. Isn't it? So simple. So why we should not engage in Krishna's service in some way or another? And we should distribute this knowledge to everyone as much as possible. We should tell that come, please come, participate in this process. It is so nice. Itna acha prasad hai, itna acha association hai, itna acha kirtan hai, itna acha darshan hai, itna acha sab kuch hai. So we should just propagate it, spread it. So that is what it is important. So what is the most important process of bhakti yoga? To chant Hare Krishna. It is so simple. Just chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Ram Ram. Hare Hare. Isse practical method kya milega? Isn't it? I mean, just to chant Hare Krishna. Just chant one round. If you can't do 16 rounds, just do one round. Start with that. Then you feel comfortable with one round, you do two rounds. Yeah, take your time, no problem. Who's saying that within 10 months or 1 year or even in 10 years you have to come to 16? Just do as much as possible. To whatever whatever extent is possible, you do. But at least do something, make a beginning. Isn't it? So the thing is, it is that simple. Krishna consciousness. So here he is saying, Yoginam api sarvesham mad gate antaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yomam same yuktuttumamada. Hare Krishna. So the thing is that if we don't chant Hare Krishna, Krishna says, Janma Mrityu Jaravyadhi Dukkha Doshana Darshana. We will have to keep on chanting. What? Janma Mrityu Jaravyadhi. Janma Mrityu Jaravyadhi. The question is not whether we have to chant or not. The question is what we want to chant. Is it not? Huh? Either we keep coming back into this world, take birth, get old, get diseased and die. Take birth, get old, become diseased and die. Take birth, get old, get diseased and die. And this is eternally going on if we don't chant Hare Krishna. We will keep chanting these things, these four mantras, these four words. Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadhi. So, isse achha the three words, Hare, Krishna and Ram. These three words are better, isn't it? So simple. So just chant Hare Krishna and Ram. That means Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. It is not out of fear that we should do Krishna consciousness. It's not that we are saying that, Hare, Mrityu se dar ke main bhakti karunga. No. You approach Krishna out of fear, certainly. That is the lowest level of approaching God. But the second is, of maybe Krishna will give us something. Mera dhanda badega, mera business badega, mera naukri chali gai, shayad naukri mil jayega, ya mere, whatever, you know. So out of that hope, me may come. That is also not the highest. That is one step higher. Higher than that is duty. Bhagwan itana kar rahe hain, hum bhi kuch bhagwan ke liye karna chahte hain, chalo thoda sa daan de dete hain. Wo ek aur level hai. Wo bhi unch koti ka wo nahi hai, bhakti nahi hai. सबसे ऊंच कोटि का भक्ति क्या है या डिवोशन क्या है और अप्रोचिंग टू गॉड क्या है लव प्रेम मुझे भगवान से कुछ नहीं चाहिए जैसे कि लोग बोलते हैं ना सुख संपत्ति घर आवे कष्ट मिटे तन का ओम जय जगदीश हरे ऐसे बोलते हैं कि घर सुख संपत्ति घर आवे कष्ट मिटे तन का मगर हमको भगवान को अपने सेवा में नहीं लगाना चाहिए हमको भगवान की सेवा में लगनी चाहिए आई मीन इफ अ सन गोज टू द फादर एंड ही सेज फादर गिव मी साइकिल गिव मी मोटर कार गिव मी दिस गिव मी दैट द फादर विल बी वेरी हैप्पी टू गिव इट देयर इज नो डाउट ही विल बी हैप्पी बेटा है ना जो चाहिए मैं दूंगा बट डोंट यू थिंक द फादर विल बी मोर हैप्पी व्हेन द सन टेल्स द फादर फादर व्हाट डू यू वांट आई वांट टू नो आई वांट टू सर्व यू Wouldn't that please the father more than asking him, just give me cycle, give me this, give me that, give me that. Isn't it? So, don't you think God will be happy if he, for once now, for a change, come to Krishna and say, Krishna, I have so many material desires, I want so many things, I'm attached, no problem, but what to do? Let it be there, but I want to serve you in some small way. What can I do for you? Don't you think Krishna will be pleased by that effort, endeavor? So, that is for a change. We just chant Hare Krishna with that motivation. And then Krishna will be so happy. That is yoga. We'll be connected. We'll go back to Golok Vrindavan at the end of life. Just all you have to do is just chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Ram Ram Ram. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So anyone has any questions? Any comments? You have a question. Come on. Some new devotee should ask a question. You can ask me personally. Or kisi ko koi prashna puchna hai, dariye mat aap. Kisi ko kuch bolna hai. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Bahut bahut dhanyavaad. Maaf karna agar maine kuch galat bol diya ho ya kisi ko thes pahuncha ho ya kuch. Hare Krishna. Hare Prabhupada. Thank you.